Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shur. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Dalet. The Gemara is discussing three separate statements that Shmuel made and why we need every one of his statements. Statement number one was that the halacha is like Reb Shimon Shizuri. Reb Shimon Shizuri was the one who argued on the Chachamim who paskened that by kitnius we go after Hashrasha. Meaning that by kitnius, if the plant took root before Rosh Hashanah, then we consider it part of that year. And that, explained Rashi back on Yud Gimel Mabez, ensures that if you have a full goyrin of kitnius, you'll be able to take meiser off the whole thing without having to worry that perhaps you're being ma'aser min ha-chadosh ala yashin or min ha-yashin ala chadosh. Because if you were not to go after Hashrasha, you would have a problem. Because Likita is done at different times. So if you would go after Likita, like we do by regular Yerek, then inevitably, in one Goyrin, you're going to have some kitnias that belong to last year, some kitnias that belong to this year, and then automatically you're going to be Ma'aser min ha-chadosh ala yashin. However, Hashrasha takes place at the same time. So we then would not be worried that you're being Ma'aser min ha-chadosh ala yashin. Now the Gemara explained that we don't have the Eitzel, lefi the Tanakama, of Reb Shimon Shizuri. Reb Shimon Shizuri says that when you have one goyrin and it has kitnius, that part belongs to last year, part belongs to this year, all you have to do is mix it all up really well, and then you know that whatever your mafresh is going to be directly in proportion to the kitnius that you have there. So you don't have to worry about being Torah min ha-chadosh al yashin or min ha-yashin al ha-chadosh, because we know that the amount that you're going to be mafresh is going to pater chadosh al chadosh and yashin al yashin. The reason why we don't have that Eitzah, the Gemara explained, was because the Rabbanan hold Ein Bila, which means that they don't hold that when you mix things together, they get evenly dispersed. And therefore, there's a chashash that when you're mafresh, maestris, you may be mafresh, min ha-chadosh al yashin, u min ha-yashin al chadosh. You cannot assume that it's chadosh al chadosh and yashin al yashin. Comes along Shmuel, and he paskins the halacha like Reb Shimon Shizuri. On which the Gemara asked that how could you say that it passed like Shmuel Shizuri? Shmuel said beferish lakol ein bila chutz miyayin v'shemen. Anything other than yayin and shemen does not have bila. It doesn't get evenly dispersed when you mix it. On that the Gemara said that Shmuel of course holds ein bila. But when he paskins like Reb Shimon Shizuri, it's lavin tameh. It's not really for the same reason that Reb Shimon Shizuri says it. Rather, Shmuel's shita is hakol hoylich acher gemar pri, which means that by kitnius you don't go after hashrosh at all. Rather, you go after the year that the pri was nigmar. And that's why he holds like Reb Shimon Shizuri, because he holds that even if part of it was nishrash before Rosh Hashanah and another part was nishrash after Rosh Hashanah, it makes no difference. Because the gemar pri is always going to be after Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we have no problem with being mafresh min ha-chadosh al yashin and yashin al ha-chadosh, because it's all chadosh. So it comes out that Shmuel agrees that you could mix the goyrin, mix everything together and be mafresh comfortably, but not because of Reb Shimon Shizuri, who holds yesh bila, but rather because even if you would mix it, you're just mixing things together that all of them have the same halacha in terms of which year they belong to. So our Gemara is discussing why does he have to make all three statements. Number one, he says halacha k'Reb Shimon Shizuri. Number two, he says that there's no bila by anything except for yayin and shemen. Number three, he says hakol hoylech acher gemar pri. So the Gemara says that if you would say halacha k'Reb Shimon Shizuri, then I would have said it's because he holds yesh bila. Kamash bila. If you would say lakol ein bila, then I would say that he agrees to the concept of hashrasha. He agrees to the rabbanan. So we have to say that Allah is like Shimon Shizuri, that even when kitnius gets mixed together, you're allowed to be mafresh from that mixture. If it would say lakol ein bila together with halacha Reb Shimon Shizuri, then I would have said there's a stira between Shmuel's two memories. And that's why we're megala the reason for Shmuel, which is hakol hoylech acher gemar pri. The reason why after saying hakol hoylech acher gemar pri, he has to say halacha Reb Shimon Shizuri, the Gemara explains, because if you would just say hakol hoylech acher gemar pri, you would say that that's true even by tefuah v'zeisim, and that is not true. So you have to say halacha Reb Shimon Shizuri to show that when you say Akol Holoch Acher Gmar Pri, it's only going on those things that Reb Shimon Shizuri argues with the Rabbanan on, which is kitnius. And even though in theory the Gemara comes out that it could have just said Alach Reb Shimon Shizuri together with Akol Holoch Acher Gmar Pri, why does it have to say Akol Ein Bila? The Teretz is to let me know that by Yayin and Shemen, Yesh Bila. Now what's confusing is that in the final analysis, Shmuel should never really say that the halacha is like Reb Shimon Shizuri, because Shmuel does not agree at all to Reb Shimon Shizuri. Rib Shimon Shizuri holds that things do not go after the Gemar Pri, rather they go after Hashrosha, and that is why Rib Shimon Shizuri tells you in Eitzah that what you should do, since you have kitnias that have different times, different years that they belong to, your Eitzah is to mix it up properly. And like we said, mixing it up properly will ensure that you'll take min ha-chodesh al-chodesh, min ha-yashin al-yashin. Now Shmuel would never tell you this Eitzah of mixing it up, because Shmuel holds HaKol Hoylech Acher Gemar Pri. So although it may be true that Shmuel's in agreement that were you to mix it up, it wouldn't matter, but how could you say the words that the halach is like Reb Shimon Shizuri? There's nothing about Reb Shimon Shizuri's shita that Shmuel holds of. He doesn't hold that you should mix it together bedafka. He doesn't hold yesh bila. He just holds that the thing is irrelevant because anyway, everything has the same zman since you go after the Gemar Pri. So the truth of the matter is that this is dependent on a machlokes rishonim. Because there's a big kasha that Tosfos asks already, and daf yud gimel amud beis, the b'maschal v'yitzper garner l'soichai. And that is that if you think about it, the whole reason why the Rabbanan were misakin by kitnias that we have to go after Hashrasha should not be true according to Reb Shimon Shizuri. Because why would there be a misakin Hashrasha by kitnias? Rabbi explained to us before that that's only because we have a problem. If we would go Basar Lakita, then everything would have a different zman. And what's the problem if everything has a different zman? You're going to end up being mafresh min ha-chadash al-yashim or yashin al-chadash. Well, Reb Shimon Shizuri doesn't hold that's a problem, because you have the Eitzah of Yitzper Garner L'Soichai, you could mix everything up, and he holds Yesh Bila. So since you have that Takana, why in the world does Reb Shimon Shizuri go Basar Hashrasha? So the Balamar actually answers that Ein Echenami, Reb Shimon Shizuri himself does not go after Hashrasha like the Lashon of the Braisa. When Reb Shimon Shizuri says in the Braisa the words Miktsasi Hishrish L'Tnei Rosh Hashanah, Miktsasi Hishrish L'Achar Rosh Hashanah, which makes it sound like he goes after Hashrasha, it's only because he's talking to the Rabbanan who go after Hashrasha. And he was asking him the question, why don't you use the Eitzah of mixing things together? But he himself, since he holds of that Eitzah of mixing things together, wouldn't have the need to be misakin going after Hashrasha at all, and doesn't hold that you go after Hashrasha. He holds that there was never such takana, and you go after Gemar Pri. So according to the Baal Amar, the question that we asked is not a question at all. Because we asked, how can Shmuel actually say Halacha Kerb Shimon Shizuri? And the answer is, he does. When he says the din, that you go after Gemar Pri, that's like the Shita of Shimon Shizuri. The question that we asked is only a question according to the other Yishanim, who hold that when Reb Shimon Shizuri says in the Braisa you go after Hashrasha, he's defining his own Shita, and not just the Shita of the Chachamim. So the Achronim all ask this question, and they give long, complex terutzim. Take a look at the Pnei Yeshua, the Sfas Emes, and the Netzivim, the Meroime Sode. The Gemara brings down a Braisa, in which we learn the Machloikis, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and Rabbi Akiva, concerning what exactly is the Alfusa, what the Limud is that tells us that Yerukis are Misasrin Lashana Haba as opposed to Lashana Sha'avra. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili darshins from Ba'azbacha Migarncha Miyikvecha, he says, Ma Goyrin V'yekev, Tvua and grapes are Miyuchadim Shegdelim Almei Shana Sha'avra. They grow based on the rainwater that fell last year, and therefore they're misasun l'shana sha'avra. Masha'en kin yirakis ar gedeinu al mei shana haba, which is the shnas l'kitasan. So therefore they're misasun l'shana haba. Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, learns that from Ba'as p'cham garncha v'yikvecha, magarim v'yekev, miyucharim shegedeinu al roiv mayim, goyren and yekev. Tavua and grapes grow solely based on rainwater, and therefore they're misasrin l'shana sha'avra because that took place last year. Masha'en ken yurakis are gdelin al kol mayim, not al roiv mayim, but al kol mayim, which means that you have to irrigate them. So Goren and Yekev that grow based on the rainwater, it makes sense that they belong to last year because last year is when the rainwater fell. And that's when the chanota of the peiros happened. However, Yerukis, you still have to irrigate them, and more irrigation is going to take place during this year. So therefore, it doesn't go dafka basar last year. Now, in the Sefer Yonas Elam, in Simon Lamed Dalid, he asks the following question. When we say that there is a difference between something that's gadol aroiv mayim, like goyen v'yekev, and something that's gadol kol mayim, like Yerukis, what is the getter? Is the pshat that this in and of itself is the Siba, Dahainu, the reason why we go Basar Chanata or Lakita is all dependent on whether it was last year's rainwater that causes it to grow, and therefore we have to go Basar Chanata that happened based on last year's rainwater. Or is it the continued irrigation that causes it to grow, and that's good for the reason why we treat it like it belongs to this year? Or is it not really dependent on whether it grows Al Kol Mayim or Al Roiv Mayim? And even if theoretically, if you would find me a tree that was not Gadol Al Roiv Mayim, rather you had to irrigate it, it would still go after last year. Because the limud is a limud on the min. It's not that the Torah said a rule that whatever is Gadol Al Roiv Mayim goes after Chanota, and whatever is Gadol Al Kol Mayim goes after Lakita. Rather, the Torah said a rule that an Elon goes after Chanota and a Yerek goes after Lakita. It's just that since an Elon is Bederech Klal Gadol Al Roiv Mayim, the Torah chose to be Keveya its din after the Chanota, which is dependent on Roiv Mayim. So his question basically is, what was the Torah Mechadish? Was the Torah Mechadish a halacha that Ilonis go after Chanota and Yerukas go after Lakita? Or was the Torah Mechadish a halacha that whatever is Gadol Al Roiv Mayim goes after the Chanota and whatever is Gadol Al Kol Mayim goes after Lakita? And the nafkamina would be, if you would find me an Ilon that had to be irrigated, or if you would find me a Yerek that grew based on rainwater alone. Says the Yonah Salem, that this Shaila is Gufa, the Machloik is between two Terutzim in Toisves Kedushin, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Because we actually do have a case of a tree that has a Din Elon, but is Gadol Al Kol Mayim. And that is the case of the Esrik, as is Mavura over there in the Gemara in Kedushin. And Toisves over there actually asks, why is it that an Esrik, if it's Gadol Al Kol Mayim, why do you go after Chanota Le'inyin Shvius? After all, says Tosfos, the din to go after Chanota is dependent on Gadol Al Roiv Mayim. So Tosfos answers in one teretz that the din that you go after Chanota L'Shvius is Dafka L'Chumra. In other words, if it was Nechnat in Shvius and the Lakita was done B'Shminis, you have to be Machmir, since it has a shame Elam, which means that it's really a Dindra Bonnet. Be'etzem you go Basar Lakita because it's Gadol Al Kol Mayim. It's just that in the case we're going after the Chanota will be a Chumra, we take on the Chumra as if it were like Shari Lonis. So according to that Teretz and Tosfos, as well as according to Tosfos' Kasha, the gather of the Limit is that only things that are Gadol Al Kol Mayim, you go after Lakita, on only things that are Gadol Al Roiv Mayim, do you go after Chanota. However, Tosfos says a second teretz, Inami Yesh Loimer, Af Al Gav De Esrik Gadol Al Kol Mayim, even though an Esrik is Gadol Al Kol Mayim, like Yerukas, Ein Lonu Lechalkei Midin Shar Ilonis L'Inyan Shvius. According to Tosfos' second teretz, the limud of Gadol Al Kol Mayim and Gadol Al Roiv Mayim is really only a simen that the min Elon, you go after Chanota because it's Gadol generally Al Roiv Mayim, and the min Yerek, you go after Lakita because generally it's Gadol Al Kol Mayim. When Mela, an Esrig, which has a shame Elon, gets the rule of an Elon, even though it's Gadol Al Kol Mayim. Now, according to the Sefer Or HaChama, this Shaila is Gufa the Machloikes between the two Terutzim in Rashi and our Sugya. Because the Gemara says that the Nafkamina between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva is the case of Bitzalam Asarisinu Pala Mitzvah Shemana Mehen Mayim Shloishim Yoim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Rashi explains that Bitzalam Asarisin are onions that will never become big like other onions. The Rambam in the Pirsha Mishnayis and Shavias Perek Beis Mishnah Tes explains that Bitzol Masurisim are unlike regular onions, because regular onions, even after you take them out of the ground, when they get wet, they start to grow leaves and things like that. And these Bitzolim, they're Surisim. They don't have the ability to be Matzmiach, these Lavluvim Yeroikim. Now the Derech is, with these Bitzolim, to refrain from giving them Mayim for a certain amount of time, in order that they should become hard. So what happens if for Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, he was Mana Mehem Mayim, he was not Mashke them, he didn't give any water to the Betzalim. So the Mishnah over there in Shvias says that in such a case, they're Mis Asrin L'Sha'avar, they belong to last year. and their mutarim b'shvias, meaning they belong to the Shana Hashishis. Meaning to say, even though the Lakita takes place during the seventh year, and usually Yerukis and Betzalim included go after Lakita, over here you will not go after the Lakita. That's what the Mishnah says. Says the Gemara, this is an afkamina between Rabbi Yosef Glila and Rabbi Akiva. Now there's a shaila in which way we make the tliya. According to Rashi's first lashon, what the Gemara means to say is that that Mishnah is dafka going according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Because Rabbi Yosi Haglili's criteria for something to be doimet to Goyrin v'yekev is that it has to be that what it was gadol, what produced it, was the Mei Shana Sha'avra. If it grew solely based on last year's rain and nothing else, then it belongs to last year. And over here, it clearly grew only based on the Mei Shana Sha'avra and not on this year's irrigation. And the reason why you had to stop 30 days before Rosh Hashanah from giving it Mayim, Rashi explains because the Hashkah of these Betzalim is required to be done once every 30 days. Therefore, if you are Mashkeh it B'soich Shloshim Yoim to Rosh Hashanah, then it comes out that that Hashkah, the Mayim that you gave it, is helping it during the next year. And that's considered as if you were Mashkeh it in that year. So the only way for it to be considered that it was Gadol Almei Shana She'avra alone is if you already stopped giving it water 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So that's all according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, it would go after the new year and not the last year. Why is that true? Says Rashi, because Rabbi Akiva's criteria is not like Rabbi Yosi Haglili, that it's dependent on whether it was Gadol Almei Shana She'avra, meaning to say, it was practically a product of last year's rain. Rather, the question is, objectively speaking, is this something which is generally gadol al kol mayim or not? And since Betzalim are gedalim al kol mayim, they go after the new year and not the old year. Now wait a minute, we said that if you would find me a yerek that is possible to exist only on the rainwater of last year and you do not have to irrigate it, then there's a svara to say that it would go after last year. And as we explained, if the Yalfusa of Rabbi Kiva is a practical Yalfusa, that things that are actually Gedalim al Roiv Mayim deserve to belong to last year, and things that are practically Gedalim al Kol Mayim deserve to belong to the new year, then these particular Betzalim, although they have a Shem Yerek, should belong to the last year even according to Rabbi Akiva. Because to actually produce an onion that's hard, which is what this person's objective is, you need to be Manea Mayim from it, and therefore the only thing that this is dependent on is last year's rainwater. So why, according to Rabbi Akiva, would we call this Gadol Al Kol Mayim? It should be considered Gadol Al Roiv Mayim and have the same halacha like Lefi Rabbi Yosi Haglili. So if we learn, like the other tzad in the Yonis Elam's question, that really the Torah was not defining the difference as being one of whether it's Gadol Al Roiv Mayim or Al Kol Mayim. Rather, the difference is between an Elon and a Yerek. The Torah really wanted to differentiate between the din of an Elon, which goes Basa Chanata, and the din of a Yerek, which goes Basa Lakita. And when we said Gadol Al Roiv Mayim or Gadol Al Kol Mayim, we are referring to the min. And therefore, if you would find me an Elon which needs irrigation, then the halacha would still be that as halacha of an Elon. And so too, if you would find me a Yerek that does not need irrigation, just like our Betzalim, that in order to produce the type of Betzalim that you want to, you do not irrigate them, it makes no difference. It still has halacha of a Yerek, because a Yerek is a min that's Gadol Al Kol Mayim. So from this Pshat and Rashi, it definitely would seem that the Yalfusa of Rabbi Kiva is Yalfusa about the min. And that could be gufa the machlekes Rabbi Yosi Haglili and Rabbi Kiva what to learn out from the pasuk. Rabbi Yosi Haglili learns out something practical, that as long as what practically produced it was last year's rainwater, then it belongs to last year. Masha Enkein, if what practically produced it was also this year's irrigation, then it goes after this year. Masha Enkin Rabbi Kiva holds that you don't go after the practical, what was moiled this tree. Rather, you say that you look at the min. An Elon is something that's Gadol Al Roiv Mayim, and a Yerek is something that's Gadol Al Kol Mayim. And the real Mechaev is the difference in the two Minim. Now that is according to Rashi's first Pshat. Rashi has a second Pshat in which the Tliya is the exact opposite. That it's Rabbi Kiva who is the author of that Mishnah that says that the Betzalim Hasarisin, that you are Meinea from them water of Shloshim Yoim before Rosh Hashanah, the Misasrin Lisha Avar, meaning they belong to the last year. Why is Rabbi Kiva the author of that Mishnah? Says Rashi that the reason can be found in the Yerushalmi. And that is, since the person did not irrigate these fields, and what caused them to grow was only megeshamim, yatsu mitoiras yirokais hagdeil malkol mayim, v'nichnesu b'toiras de habal, de mistapik b'megeshamim. We know that there's a category called tvua, and that is a stay baal. Stay baal is treated the same way that an ilan is treated. It's misasrin l'sha'avar. And Rashi says, since it's the derech of Bitzolan Asarisin to keep back water, to be meneah from them water for a perik echad, meaning for 30 days, lufnei l'kitasin kedei l'hakshoisin, in order to make them hard, the chachamim were mechalik between them and all other yurokas. Says the Sefer Or HaChama that Rashi in this pshat is changing the hesber in the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. According to this pshat, the gedder of the Gzeres HaKosev is not that an Elon or a Stebal has a certain din, and a Yerek has another din. This is a Yerek, but it will not be treated like a Yerek. According to Rashi's first pshat, it doesn't matter that the person was meneah from them water for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, because it's still a Yerek, and you can't change from being a Yerek. And the gedder, the Gzeres HaKosev, is that Yerukis are misasrin lahaba, and it's only an Elon or a Stebal that's misasrin l'sha'avar. According to Rashi's second pshat, the person has now established that this is something that's gadol al roiv mayim as opposed to al kol mayim. So it comes out that the two pshatim in Rashi are arguing about the yonas elam's chakira. The first pshat holds that the gzeres hakasev is to differentiate between minim, and the din of al kol mayim and al roiv mayim is just a simon, and the second pshat holds that al kol mayim and al roiv mayim is the siba itself. Any plant that is now gadol al roiv mayim, even if it has a shem yerek, it's yotza mitoyres yerokas. It's not treated like a yerek because it's gadol al roiv mayim, and it's misasris lisha avar. This is what the Sefer Or HaChama says. Now it's important for us to point out that what he says is not 100% muchrich, because first of all, the assumption that he's making in Rashi's first pshat is that the reason why, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Bitzolim Hasarisim are misasris lahaba is because, like we explained, you go after the min. So even though we can look at the Bitzolim Hasarisim and say that they're really gadol al roiv mayim, they survive only based on the rainwater of last year, nevertheless, we still treat them like a yerek because they are a yerek, and the gzeres hakosev is that we have to differentiate between an elon and a yerek. So since you always go after the min and not after the practical mitzias, they're still included in the gzeres hakosev that says that they're misasris lahaba. However, we can disagree with this assumption. We can say that la'olam Rashi in his first pshat can learn that the gedder of the gzeres hakosev is not that you go after the min. It's not a gzeres hakosev that says that an elon is misasris lisha'avar and a yerek is misasris lahaba. La'olam, you go after the practical. Anything that's gadol al roiv mayim is misasris l'sha'avar. Anything that's gadol al kol mayim is misasris l'haba. Why then don't we say that the Bitzolim Hasarisim are misasris l'sha'avar? Very simple. Because Bitzolim Hasarisim are Bitzolim. They're not necessarily a new plant just because the person made a decision to treat them a certain way. And since in general, the plant called Bitzolim is something that people irrigate, it's something that's gadol al kol mayim, it's still included in the gzeres hakosev that says that they should be misasris lahaba, regardless of what the person may have done to them. And after all, when Rashi says in his first pshat that Rabbi Akiva holds that they're misasrin lahaba, the lashon of Rashi is ula Rabbi Akiva hare gedelim al kol mayim umisasrin lahaba. He doesn't say ula Rabbi Akiva hare hein yurokais and therefore they're misasrin lahaba. He says they're gedelim al kol mayim, and he means that this plant in general is something that's gedelim al kol mayim. And this may be the difference between the two pshatim and Rashi. Rashi in his second pshat is willing to look at Bitzolim Asarisin in a different light and say that when the person takes Bitzolim Asarisin and is meneah from the mayim, they already take on a new identity. They're yotzu miteres yirakas hagedel al kol mayim. They no longer are seen as yirakas hagedel al kol mayim. According to the first pshat in Rashi, they're still gedel al kol mayim because Bitzolim in general are gedel al kol mayim. According to the second pshat in Rashi, the act that you did has now defined these Bitzolim as being different than regular Bitzolim. And that's actually the Lashon of the Ritva. When the Ritva brings down Rashi's pshat, he says that you go baser l'kita l'fi Rabbi Akiva, because he says, le'az linim baser hachi, you don't go after the fact that it was meneah mayim shloshim yoyim, ela achar darkon shel Bitzolim. You go after the derech of Bitzalim. Bitzalim is the type of plant that it's the derech to be mashkit, to irrigate it. It's gadol alcohol mayim, and therefore you go after the derech of Bitzalim. So he doesn't say that you go after the derech of all Yerukas, and this is a Yerik. It's clear that the Gzeres HaKosev is that it's all dependent whether it's gadol alcohol mayim or gadol alroiv mayim, and this is something that's called gadol alcohol mayim because it's still Bitzalim. So this is legabe what the Ohr HaChaim says b'das, the first pshat in Rashi. Furthermore, what he says legabe Rashi's second pshat, that you see that you don't go after the min according to Rabbi Akiva. Rather, you go after whether it's gadol alkol mayim or gadol alroiv mayim. In the Sefer Torah Zroim, you see that he understood not like that. He explains in the Yerushalmi, which Rashi is basing his second pshat on, that by not giving it water for the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's like you changed the plant from being a yerek to being kitnius. And that means that the whole min has changed. A yerek is something that's meant to stay fresh. And the very fact that you did something here to make sure that it becomes hard gives it a whole different category from a botanical standpoint. And therefore, we can say that La'olam, the second Teretz in Rashi, this is the Yerushalmi, and this is the way Tosfos learns, the Ritva, the Rashba, can hold that the Gzeres HaKosev of Rabbi Akiva is that you go after the min. You don't go after what practically is considered gadol alkol mayim or what's considered gadol alroiv mayim. Rather, it's all a simen to define different categories. An ilon is basar chanota, and a yerek is basar lakita. Tavua, like we said, is just like an ilon. And when you do this practice of not giving it water for 30 days, you totally change the plant. And that's what Rashi means when he says, is yotza miteres yirakis. That's the way the Torah Zeroim learns. So that means that he doesn't accept what the Ohr HaChaim says in explanation of the second Teretz in Rashi. So let's review everything that we just learned. The Yonis Elam has a chakira concerning the actual limud that Rabbi Kiva makes from Goyin V'yekev. Is the pshat that anything that's gadol alroiv mayim is misaser l'sha'avar because it's gadol alroiv mayim, that is the siba, and anything that's gadol alkol mayim is misaser l'haba, or is it just a difference between an ilon and a yerek, an ilon goes basar chanota, and therefore it's misaser l'sha'avar, and a yerek is misaser l'haba, it goes basar l'kita. And the nafkamina is if you could find me an ilon that the derech is to irrigate it, then it's gadol alkol mayim, or a yerek that the derech is not to irrigate it, then it's gadol al roiv mayim. If you go baser the min, then it doesn't make a difference. But if you go baser what its derech is, if it's derech to irrigate it, then it would go l'haba, and if it's not the derech, then it is l'sha'avar. And that, we said, is a machlokes between the two terutzim and toisus. That's how the Yonis Elam explains. Comes along the Sefer Ohr HaChaim, and he learns that that is gufa, the machlokes between the two pshatim in Rashi, in our sugya. Here we have a case of the Bitzalim Hasarisin, that you didn't give them any mayim for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. According to the first pshat in Rashi, Rebbe Kiva would hold that it's still treated like a yerek, and it's misasris lehaba. His understanding is that is because, although over here the person created a situation in which it's not the derech to irrigate it, nevertheless, it's still going to be misasris lehaba because you go after the min, because it's a yerek, and that is like the tzad and the chakir, that the main thing is what min it is. Is it an ilan or is it a yerek? Masha Enkin, the second pshat of Rashi, holds that Rebbe Kiva would consider this going l'sha'avar, because the situation which you've created renders it a gadol alroiv mayim. So if you go after being gadol alroiv mayim versus gadol alkol mayim, this is a gadol alroiv mayim. If you go after the min, then it's considered a yerek. That is the way the Ohr HaChaim learns. However, we were medayik from the Ritva that according to the first pshat in Rashi, you do not have to say that the reason why Rabbi Kiva would consider this as being this asris lahaba is because you go after the min, and not whether it's gadol alkol mayim or gadol alroiv mayim. Because lo'olam, you could say that even if you go after being gadol alroiv mayim versus gadol alkol mayim, this is something that's called gadol alkol mayim. Because even though the person in this particular instance went and made it hard al yidei, not giving it water, nevertheless, you go after the bitzalim. This is considered bitzalim, and the derech of bitzalim is to give it water, to irrigate it. So it's still considered something that's gadol al kol mayim. And furthermore, we explained al pi the Torah Zroim that even the second second teretz of Rashi does not have to hold that Yudav could go after the difference between Gadlal Kol Mayim and Gadlal Roiv Mayim in order to explain why we consider it part of last year, why it's Misasas L'Sha'avar, because La'olam, the second teretz of Rashi, could hold that you go after the min. It's just that this is considered like you changed the min. You changed it into a different mitzias by not giving it water. You've made it hard, and it is considered like a stay habal. We learned in the Mishnah that Echad B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. That is, Kedivri Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold that Chamish Asar B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. Rashi over here in Dibur Maschal B'Echad B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, says that this is Negea, the din of Trumas. Meaning that you're not allowed to take truma on peiros of a tree that it was chantu peirosov, that the chanata happened before Echad B'Shvat, to patter up peiros ilon that were chantu la'achar mikan. So it's the Rosh Hashanah le'inyan trumas. That's how Rashi explains also in the Mishnah. There he says it again. Meiser is the she'im ma'asrim peiros ilon shechantu kardim shvat al shechantu la'achar shvat. So we know it's halacha legabe trumas and meisres. You can't do min achadash ala yoshin, min yoshin ala chadash, and therefore the cutoff point is echad b'shvat. The Gemara and Daf Yud is mevur that the idea of echad b'shvat or tu b'shvat is negeh the din of orla, that the peiros of a netiya of arla is usur all the way until tu b'shvat. Meaning, even though the 3 years ended with Rosh Hashanah, you still have to wait until tu b'shvat or echad b'shvat. When is the Rosh Hashanah le'ilonis le'inyan shviyas, le'inyan the din of Shemitah? That is Mavur and Rashi in Sukkah Daf Lamed Tesma Beis, Dibur Maschil Umishani Lulav, that the Rosh Hashanah le'ilonis le'inyan shviyas is Echad B'Tishrei. This is also the opinion of the Rambam. In Perek Dalet, Halacha Tes, Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, the Rambam says that Echad B'Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah le'shmitin. And over there it's Mavur that he's talking le'gabe ilonis of Shemitah as well. However, if you take a look at the Rabbeinu Chananel on Daf Tezvav Mebeiz, Ligabe the Din of Benois Shuach, it's Mavur that the Rabbeinu Chananel holds that whether or not a tree has Kedusha Shvias is all dependent on whether the Chanata of the tree took place before Tu B'Shvat or after Tu B'Shvat. And as the Pnei Yeshua points out, this is very strange. Because since the Shnas HaShmita begins an Echad B'Tishrei, that should be Kaveh, the Din of the Ilonis as well. Bishlam Ligabe Meiser, you could say that what's Kaveh, the Shana of the tree, has to do with the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis. But Le'inyan Shviyas, just like Ligabe, the Isser of Harisha and Zriya, you start the year with Rosh Hashanah, which is Echad B'Tishrei, so too Odin Shviyas should be Tully on Echad B'Tishrei. Says the Torah Zroim in Shviyas, Perek Hei Mishnah Aleph, that the Hezmer in the Rach is as follows. We know that our Gemara explains the Tam, why Echad B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, is because Hoyol V'Yotzu Roiv Gishmei Shana. Now we already explained in Daf Yud that there's a Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos in our Sugya over here, how to explain that Hezmer of the Gemara. Rashi learns that since this is the time that it's already past Roiv Gishmei Shana, so it comes out that this is the time that it's the Derech for Chanata Ilonis to begin. The Ilon needs the rain. The rain is Mashpia on it, and therefore that's when it begins to really produce its peiros. Since this is the time that Chanata Ilonis starts, it is therefore chosen to be the Rosh Hashanah Ilonis. This is similar to the din of Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema. We know that Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Behema is Nikva, as we learned back in Daf Ches, based on when the Yitzira of the Behema is Nigmar. Like we learned there, since the derech for them to become pregnant 6 months earlier, so that's when they give birth, and since it's the derech for them to give birth, by Elul, so Emelu were Kaveh, the Rosh Hashanah, either Echa Be'el or Echa B'Tishrei, according to each man the Yomar, with his Shita. So too, the Peiros Ha'ilon, it stands to reason that their Rosh Hashanah would be Nikva, according to the time that it's the derech for them to begin being created. However, Tosfos holds a totally different shita in why Echad B'Shvat, or Chamish Asar B'Shvat, is considered Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis. Tosfos says, Kol ha'chanutim koidim zman hazeh haynu al gishmei shana shelifnei tishrei. Shvat is only a simen if you see a pri being produced prior to Echad B'Shvat or Chamish Asar B'Shvat. Fi Beis Hillel, you know that this pri has been produced based on the Geshamim of last year. Dehainu, the Geshamim that fell before Echad B'Tishrei are the only Geshamim that are capable of being poyel, that Chanita can take place before Shvat. Masha'en came, whatever is Nechnat after Shvat, you know that that came from the Geshamim of the new year. Memela says the Teres Roim, that's the Pshat and the Rabbein Chanano. Really, the Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah is Echa B'Tishrei. So we asked, if Echa B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shemitah, why all of a sudden when it comes to Peir Se'ilon, vis-a-vis the Din of Shemitah, we say that the Rosh Hashanah is in Shvat? The answer is that even being the Rosh Hashanah L'Shvat, if you hold like the Shitzat Toisvis and not like Rashi, it also has to do with Echa B'Tishrei, because it's just a simen when these peiros were potentially produced. They are a product of the Geshamim of last year. So when we say that the Rosh Hashanah is on Echa B'Shvat or on Chamisha Asar B'Shvat, what we really mean is that this is a product of Shemitah, because it came from the rain that fell during Shemitah, and Memela its growth began already in Shemitah. So that's how the Teres Roim explains the Shita of the Rach. Continues the Teres Roim, and he says that the Rambam, who doesn't accept the Pshat of the Rach, rather he learns that when we say that Echa B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, we mean Le'inyan Maisris and not Le'gabe Shvias. Le'gabe Shvias, the Rambam is Mavur, that the Rosh Hashanah, even Le'gabe Perisei Ilon, is an Echad B'Tishrei. That's because the Rambam is L'shitasei. Because the Shita of the Rambam in Hilchas Maisris, as we've mentioned quite a few times, is that he doesn't really go after what we call Chanota. The Rambam holds that the Shir of Ilanes, L'gabe Shemitah, is all dependent on Havah Shlish. That's what the Rambam considers the Oynes HaMaisris. So whenever you want to determine what year any given pre belongs to, you have to find out when did it grow a third of its full ultimate growth. If it was already maybe Shlish before Rosh Hashanah, then it belongs to last year. Both L'gabe Menachodesh Al Yashin in Hilchas Maisris and L'gabe Shemitah. Now, the din of Havah Shlish definitely does not have anything to do with the Mei Shana She'avra. So the Pshat of the Rabbeinu Chananel is possible to say if you go after Chanota, the Hainu what we call Chanota, when it begins to blossom. That we could say, if it happens before Tu B'Shvat, then it's a product of last year's rain. But if L'gabe Maisris, the Rambam Shita is, that before Tu B'Shvat, it has to have grown a third of its full growth, and otherwise it belongs to the next year after Tu B'Shvat, that must mean that Tu B'Shvat has a significance in and of itself. It's not connected to Rosh Hashanah, because there's no svara to connect Havah Shlish by Tu B'Shvat to Rosh Hashanah, meaning Echad B'Tishrei. So if that's true, then it makes sense to say that L'gabe Maisris, but L'gabe Shvias, that we already know that it's Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, then the Rosh Hashanah of Shvias should apply equally to trees. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, we explained that although the Rosh Hashanah for Shvias is on Echad B'Tishrei, nevertheless the Tu B'Shvat is connected to that Echad B'Tishrei. But according to the Rambam, who anyway holds that Tu B'Shvat is not connected to Echad B'Tishrei, so how would it be possible if the rest of the Dinei Shemitah are dependent on Echad B'Tishrei to all of a sudden change that when it's Negeya Ilanis during Shemitah? So it comes out that we have a machlokes, Rabbeinu Chananel versus the Rambam and Rashi, as to whether Echad B'Shvat or Tu B'Shvat, which is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, is that Negeya only Hilchas Maisris, or it's Negeya Shemitah as well. The Hezbollah, the Machlokes, is that the Rabbeinu Chananel learns, like Tosfos in our Sugya, that the Rosh Hashanah that is Tu B'Shvat is all dependent on the Gishmei Shana, and therefore it's linked to Echad B'Tishrei. And that answers the question that how could Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos, L'gabe, the din of Shemitah, be on Tu B'Shvat if all other dinei Shemitah begin on Echad B'Tishrei? The answer is that this also begins on Echad B'Tishrei, because all Rosh Hashanah of Tu B'Shvat is a gilui that it began to grow after Echad B'Tishrei. Masha'en Kein, Rashi and the Rambam hold that the din of Tu B'Shvat or Echad B'Shvat has got nothing to do with Echad B'Tishrei. It's its own din. Since it's its own din, it makes no sense during Shemitah to be Kaveh the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis L'gabi Hilchah Shemitah on Tu B'Shvat, since all din of Shemitah are dependent on Echad B'Tishrei. And the Torah Zeram even says that the Rambam is L'shitasoi, because in Hilchas Maisris the Rambam holds that the whole Rosh Hashanah of Tu B'Shvat is L'gabi Havah Shlish and not L'gabi blossoming. Since it's L'gabi Havah Shlish, we know that he cannot be learning like Rabbeinu Chananel, because Havah Shlish by the time of Tu B'Shvat would definitely not be linked to Echad B'Tishrei. It's impossible to say that something that grew a third of its ultimate growth after Tu B'Shvat must have come from new rain. Therefore, Legabe Meisters, it has to be that Tu B'Shvat is its own independent Rosh Hashanah, like Shitas Rashi. And therefore, when it comes to the Shemitah of trees, it's impossible to learn the Rabbeinu Chananel that it's going to be dependent on Tu B'Shvat, because since it's not linked to Echad B'Tishrei, we're back to the question as to why it should be different than any of the other Hilchos Shemitah which begin on Echad B'Tishrei. The Gemara brings a brisa in which we learn about Rabbi Kiva, who picked an esrig, an echad b'shvat, and he was noig by shnei isurin. He was mafresh two maestris. And throughout the Shach V'Tari, it's mavur that the reason why he was mafresh two maestris was because of a suffik. Either it was a suffik, whether you go like Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel, or a suffik, whether you paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, or Rabbi Eliezer, legabi the din of an esrig tree, or a suffik, what the Shita Beis Hillel itself was. There was some sort of suffik that he had, and because of that he was machmir, and he took two maestris. And the question is, that since Meister Elon, according to Rav Rishonim, is only Durabonon, it's a Suffolk Durabonon. Why did he have to be a Machmir by a Suffolk Durabonon? Go Luchumra and be Mafresh two Meisters. The answer to this question could be found in the Shara Melech, Hilchas Mikvois, over there in Dina, Sveka Durabonon, in the end of Klal Aleph. He says a big yisoid. He brings a Tosin Bava Kama that says that even though Svek Sveka, usually by Dairisis, Svek Sveka we go Lukula, however, any time that you have two kulas that are soiser each other, then you go l'chumra by both of them. That is legabi the rule of being mako by svek sveka. You're mako, but if your kula is being soiser another kula, and the two kulas cannot coexist, you're machmer by both. And the Shar Melech says that hu adin legabi the din of sofik drabana l'kula. If you find a situation in which there are two kulas that are soiser each other, then you have to be machmer by both of them. And over there in Klal Dalet, he says that's the Hesber of Rabbi Kiva in our Sugya. He says you cannot be Mafresh only one Meiser, because what gives you the right to take one over the other? We say my chazes. What tells you to be Machriya the Suffolk? And to apply the din of Suffolk Drabana Lakula is also not an option, because using the din of Suffolk Drabana Lakula will create a matzav in which you inevitably are going to be doing the wrong thing, because to be Makel both times, you won't be mafresh at all. And you know that you have to be mafresh some sort of meiser. So you basically have Suffolk Drabana Lakula telling you twice to be mako, but both kulas cannot coexist. And over there, the Shalom Melech's opinion is that this is true only legabe a Suffolk Isser Drabana. Because over here, since we're dealing with Hafrosh's Trumas and Meisres, there's going to be an Isser Tevel. So you know you're going to automatically be over the Isser Tevel. He says by a Suffolk Mitzvah Drabana, you would not say this. And that in and of itself is debatable. Take a look at the Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Megillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, on the din of the Rambam, who says that when you have a city, that it's a suffik if it had a chayma, mimois yeshua benun or not. The halacha is that you have to read the Megillah both on Yud Dalet and Tesvav. Even though it's the Rabbanan, and the Svara seems to be because since you can't be makel on either one, because my chazes, we say, what told you to be makel on that one as opposed to the other one? And to be makel on both of them will be a stira. Therefore, we tell you to be machmer and read by both. You see, even by a suffik mitzvah derabana, we say this. The Rishenim say this svara in Avi Psachim, legabe the din of Haseba, where there is a machloikes, whether to do Haseba, to lean, when you drink the first two of the Arba Koises, or only by the last two. And since we have a suffik, we don't know which way to go, we say lean by all four. One of the svaras brought in the Rishonim is because the same reason. You cannot choose one of the two sets because my chazis, and to be mako by all four would end up being something that is impossible, because then you won't lean at all. Now one of the Mahalchim the Gemara says is that Rabbi Kiva was mesupik if you go like Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Eliezer. There's a Mishnah the Gemara brings, Esrik Shava Le'ilon Begimel Drachim. An Esrik has the dinim like an Elon in three ways, Ule Yerek B'derech Echad. Its similarity to an Elon is Legabi Arla, Revai, and Shvius. Le'yerek B'derech Echad, that the Meisters go after Shas Lakita. That is Shizur Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Eliezer says that it is totally Shava Le'ilon, even legabe dine maestris. You don't go after Lakita, rather you go after Chanota. Toisvis in Dibra Maschil Ulushvias are bothered by the question as to why the issue of Kilayim is not raised in that Mishnah. We should say that an Esrig is Shava Le'ilon Le'inyin Kilayim, which means that if you plant a Yerek together with the Kerem, with grapes, then you're over the Isser Kilayim. It's Kilayim B'Kerem. Masha'en Kain, something that's a tree, like an Esrig, is not Kilayim B'Kerem. Tosfos answers that the Mishnah is only concerned with listing things in which if it belongs to the category of Ilan, you go after Chanota, and if it belongs to the category of Yarek, you go after Lakita. So all of the things that are mentioned in the Mishnah have that quality. Legabi Arla, Revai, and Shvius. And Legabi Meiser, Ilanes go after Chanita, and Yarek goes after Lakita. So that's why Kilayim does not make it to this list. Now, Legabi, this din that you go after Lakita by Yarek, there's a machlokes rishonim how to understand what that means. Tosfos over here seems to learn that going after Lakita just means that you go after Gmar Giduloi. When it's ripe enough to be picked, that's called the Shas Lakita, and you go after that Zman. However, the Shara Melech Perek Aleph, Halachah of Meiser Sheni, says that from the Rambam Perek Dalet, Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, it seems that he argues on Tosfos, and he holds that it's not enough to have Gemar Pri. You have to have Lakita Mamish. So that's Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam, what the Gedar Lakita is. Interestingly enough, the Mikdash David in Siman Samach asks a suffix, according to the Das HaRambam, that by Yerek you need Lakita Mamish. Would we say that any Yerek that's Mechuber during Shemitah, and you wait until after Shemitah to pick it, perhaps it shouldn't have Kedushas Shvius at all? Or Legabi Din Hefker, if you picked it after Shvius, maybe it's not even considered Hefker. The Afike Yam and Chilik Beis Simon Chafei has a similar suffix. In our sugi, we learn that if somebody does like the kulis of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, he's a rasha. If he does both the chumras of Beis Shammai and the chumras of Beis Hillel, alav akasav oimer v'aksil b'choshech choylech, he's like a fool who's going in the darkness. Rashi explains the ha'oiches b'chumras shneim k'sil b'choshech choylechu she'eno yodea lahavchin al mi lismoich. He does not know how to distinguish between the shitas and know who he should be soimich on. However, in Tosfos it's mashma that they don't understand this way, because Tosfos in Dibra Maschil HaKsil B'Choshech Choylech asks, why doesn't the Gemara answer that Rabbi Kiva was misupik who the halacha is like, and therefore he's not HaKsil B'Choshech Choylech? Now, according to Rashi, that in and of itself is the reason why he's considered HaKsil B'Choshech Choylech, because he doesn't know who to be machria like. Now, the Turi Evan asks on Rashi from the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Kiva was misupik about his Kabbalah. He wasn't sure if Beis Hillel were the ones that said Echad B'Shvat or Chamishasar B'Shvat. Asks the Turi Evan that Lafi Rashi, that the whole reason that one who does like the Chumris of both is considered Aksil B'Choshech Choylich is because he doesn't know how to be Mavchin, who to be Semechan. That means that in Svara he doesn't know which Shita is a superior Shita. Well, if that's true, then the same kasha should be true according to the Gemara's Teretz, because he should have understood Menas Svara, which one of the two, Aleph or Tes Vav, is considered the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. Answers the Turi Evan a beautiful Teretz. He says that according to the Havamina, that we understood that Rabbi Kiva was doing like the Chumra of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we have to ask a more basic question, because we know that a Baskol came out and said that the Halacha is like Beis Hillel. So why are we not asking that Rabbi Kiva should have gone like the Baskol and Paskin like Beis Hillel? Al Karchach, says the Turi Evan, according to the Gemara's Havamina, you have to say, like the Gemara answers in a few places in Shas, that Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yeshua, who holds Ein Mashgichim B'Paskol. We don't listen to the Baskol. And since we don't listen to the Baskol, he's considered Ksil B'Choshech Hoylech if he doesn't know which Shita is the superior Shita. But according to the Maskana, we're saying that really Rabbi Kiva did want to paskin like Beis Hillel, and he did listen to the Baskol. It's just that he didn't know if Beis Hillel held Aleph or Tes Vav. Once you hold that you listen to the Baskol, and his only suffix was, which one did Beis Hillel say, he's no longer a Ksil B'Choshech Choylech, because this wasn't a suffix, which one to be Machria like, which Shita is his superior Shita. The question is what Beis Hillel said, because we already have a Baskol telling us to paskin like Beis Hillel.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.